And in today's video, I've got a huge comparison between the DJI Mini 4 Pro and the DJI Air 3, and I'll be comparing the ActiveTrack 360 Auto Mode. What's going on, beautiful internet family? My name is Dan Davis, and I'm the creative director here on DanceTube.tv, which is Australia's number one ranked drone YouTube channel. I'm also the course creator over on the Fearless Drone Academy, which is the ultimate online drone course for beginners. If you do want to become a fearless drone pilot, use the code DanceTube to save some money over there. So in this video, I collaborated with O'Colin. He'll have a separate video on his channel discussing more of his thoughts, so definitely go over there, make sure to subscribe and check out all the awesome stuff that he's doing. But in my video, I'm going to be talking through my experiences, some of the little things, the little nuances that I noticed, and just to talk through both the Air 3 experience and the Mini 4 Pro experience. They both now have ActiveTrack 360, which was originally available exclusively on the Mini 4 Pro, now on the Air 3, but both of them, the Air 3 and the Mini 4 Pro, now have ActiveTrack 360 Auto. Now, the Auto mode is a lot of fun, as the name suggests. It just automatically follows you and kind of does all sorts of different moves to create a dynamic shot. A few things that I noticed immediately straight off the bat: you can't increase or decrease the altitude. So straight when you're in auto mode, you have no control. So what I would suggest is just hovering your finger over the actual pause button on the controller. That will basically stop the active track auto in its tracks. So literally both Colin and myself, we had our finger on the stop button and we're going from looking at the screen to looking at the drone, making sure that the drone didn't collide. And just keep that in mind, because you can't increase or decrease the altitude, so the stop button is the way to go in the ActiveTrack 360 auto mode. So if you are in the market for a DJI Mini 4 Pro, I will have some links below to check it out. Make sure to go over to the D1 Store's website if you're based in Australia. Check out some of the deals I have available below. If you want to pick up some accessories or select items, you can use the code DanceTube to save over there. If you want like a custom bundle and you want to get the Mini 4 Pro with a few other things, reach out to sales@d1store.com.au, mention DanceTube, and they can help you out with the best deal possible. And on top of that, for my international audience, I will have some links again below to check out all the other deals I have available on Amazon and some other stores as well. And so what we did was we tested the same track, the same path with both the Mini 4 Pro and the Air 3. We jumped on some electric scooters and basically followed around this empty car park. There were a few kind of hanging, like low hanging wires. There were a few poles around us and we were just kind of keeping an eye on it just to see how it went. Both of them performed phenomenally well with our first test. They both did a really cool job of tracking around, keeping an eye on everything. And in a few like instances, the drones actually flew in front of us, continued to track us, and then like flipped around to the back and tracked us from behind, went to the front, tracked us from the front, kind of did like helix moves, circle moves, all sorts of really exciting moves. They both performed extremely well. We didn't have to pause them. We didn't have to take control because they didn't have any issues. And it kept up with both scooters. We weren't in the full sports mode, but we were still going pretty fast just to see how they would perform with just a few different obstacles. Both did a great job and the auto modes really did excel here. It was really cool to see just what the drone was doing, because it's obviously just thinking what's not thinking, you know. It's kind of like, all right, so we've got someone from behind, let's like change it up, let's do a bit of a circle movement. And then as the person starts to move, it might go, okay, well now let's track it from the front. Now I would really be curious how the drones are actually figuring out where to go next and how to go about it. But as you would probably know, the Mini 4 Pro and the Air 3 are the latest drones from DJI. They both have omnidirectional obstacle avoidance. They both have great camera systems on them and they both performed really well. I thought that for whatever reason, the Air 3 being a larger drone, maybe it was going to fly a little differently. And that's really what I wanted to test. But no, they both flew a similar path and they both did a great job. And then from there, we wanted to see how well the drones would perform with trying to get in the way, like actually trying to distract it, trying to get it to focus in on a different subject, because I hadn't really done a test like this. So I thought this would be a really cool way to see if we could trick the drone basically while it's in the active track mode. So we both did the same kind of maneuver, the same movement again. Basically the drone is following us from the front, we're walking. And then as we just get into the frame, we got one of us to basically push the other one out of the way and try to kind of get the attention of the drone. Amazingly enough, both of them did not get stumped on that. So I am again really curious what DJI are doing here, whether it is actually tracking like the facial structures, whether it is tracking what we're wearing. It must have like some sort of, I guess, profile for us, or it must be figuring out roughly what we're wearing and what we look like. Because then we continued the tests again, and we did examples where like we're jumping in front of the person that it's meant to be tracking, and then that person tries to sneak off from the side, but no, kept tracking the person that it originally started tracking. We did ones where we're like jumping, waving our arms. We did ones where we crossed each other. And again, on all instances with both the Air 3 and the Mini 4 Pro, they both performed phenomenally well. I was actually quite blown away. Like Colin and I were talking about it, and for whatever reason, I thought that maybe if someone else got in the way, like, you know, Colin and I maybe could look quite similar to a camera. So, you know, me jumping up and then Colin sneaking off, I thought, well, maybe it's just gonna pick up on me, you know, or when we're both in the frame, I thought maybe it will get confused. But there was never a point that it lost us. I did find that when it lost visual line of sight, it would place a pin. So for example, when I ducked behind Colin, it placed a pin and vice versa. So it just places a pin going, okay, the person's behind there, whatever that object is, but then straight when I moved, it immediately picked up, oh, that's the person I'm tracking, and then just moved. So really impressive stuff here. Never lost a beat, never lost us, and quite impressed with how well both the Air 3 and the Mini 4 Pro performed in the Active Track 360 auto mode.
Hi guys, O'Colin here, and big shout out to Dan for having me over on his channel. We did the comparison against the Air 3 against the DJI Mini 4 Pro with the Active Track 360 auto mode. Now, I tell you, it has been the scariest thing that I have ever done. I never fly my drones in auto. I always manually fly them because I've never been able to trust them, or I haven't thought they were that good. But as you can see, that they are absolutely amazing and they do a wonderful job, especially in that auto mode. It was tracking me, was following me around. It was doing the helix maneuvers, going up to the front, switching around to the back. It was avoiding everything as well. The posts, the power lines that were around us. It did an absolutely amazing job. And I was just like, wow. And I said to Dan, I said, I can't believe that this can do this. This is absolutely amazing. And then when we tested it, about me trying to distract it or trying to get it not to track the person that we wanted it to track, it did a marvelous job at that too. As you can see, when I pushed Dan out of the way, it still just stayed on Dan. It didn't try and pick me up, even though I was standing up there waving my arms up and down. It just locked into that person. So DJI must be doing face recognition or something, because that was just absolutely amazing how well it was doing the tracking. I can't believe how great the Active Track 360 mode is, especially in auto, and I will definitely be using it more often after doing those tests with Dan, because I have faith that it's going to be able to dodge everything that I need it to dodge and still just get me those crazy shots that I can't do by myself, and that I can't do. I've always had to have someone else fly the drone, or I'm flying it for someone else. But now with that Active Track 360 auto mode, I can do it all by myself. Hands down, the Air 3 and the DJI Mini 4 Pro did an absolutely amazing job with the Active Track 360. Thanks for having me once again, Dan, and I'll see you guys next time.
So definitely check it out, guys. Like I said, impressed with how they're doing this algorithm, how the AI is actually keeping lock on someone, because that was something I was thinking, right? Like, if you're tracking someone and there's lots of other people around, will it continue to track you, you know? Or will it get lost with someone else that looks similar or has a similar body type or similar clothes on or whatever it may be? But no, amazingly enough, it must create almost like a profile for that person. And never lost us once. Did a great job with the auto as it was just following around us. So well worth checking out. If you haven't updated the Mini 4 Pro or the Air 3, update, check out Active Track 360 Auto, play around with it, because it is extremely impressive. So anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. I'll chat to you in the next one, and peace.